Private firms Accenture and Deloitte Consulting have already done extensive work on a Wisconsin voter registration list. Much of the cost has been offset by federal funds, which Congress offered to states as long as they finish their databases by the first of next year. The legislature's budget committee has now voted to release additional state funding with one catch. For the next 2.5 months, none of it will go to Accenture or Deloitte. Madison Assembly Democrat Mark Pocan says Accenture in particular has a shoddy track record and Wisconsin shouldn't be paying it $14 million to do work state employees could handle. Pocan says lawmakers have some time now to answer questions about the contract.
Can the state of Minnesota sell us what they have? And can we save the taxpayers literally tens of millions of dollars going that route? Can we find another way to do this in-house in Wisconsin? Can we get a better contract, perhaps, if we have to go with the contract that addresses some of the issues surrounding source code and other things?
For example, critics have complained that the computer source code for the voter list would be off-limits to state employees, leaving the integrity of Wisconsin's elections in a private company's hands. Elections Board Director Kevin Kennedy says that on the contrary, Accenture has been cooperative.
Even as we're developing the contract, they've given us access to the source code. We've had people down in St. Louis looking at demonstrations. They've seen the code at that point.
Kennedy says other elements of the agreement are already finalized. While lawmakers could theoretically object to the Accenture and Deloitte contracts before July, if they do nothing, both companies will get their money. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.